Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first Shifting Gears podcast. I am your host, Justin LaRoque. I am the marketing manager for Spectrum Automotive Holdings, and this podcast is powered by Spectrum Automotive Holdings. I'm excited to be able to kick this off as our very first recording. And for anyone who's new and or is just listening to this for the first time and wondering what this podcast is for, this podcast is very focused on anything and everything dealership and automotive related. So on this podcast, I will have guests on from time and time again to talk about things like F&I profits, how to sell at your service drive, marketing in the automotive industry as a whole. And we're even going to have guests on that talk about their own careers and how they got to where they are today. And, you know, perhaps give some advice as well to somebody that might be newer to the industry, just trying to grow their own career within the automotive industry. So very excited to have this be our very first recording. And like I said, I will be having guests because I should note now that I am not in any way a automotive expert. However, that is why I'm going to be having all these guests on. Every guest that I have on will be some form of automotive expert in some area of the industry. And so I'm really excited for today's guest because he is very focused in the reinsurance section of automotive. And his name is Steve Memelo. He is the National Account Development Manager over at Vanguard Dealer Services. And we're going to have him on here to talk a little bit about the details of reinsurance, the benefits of reinsurance, and why you should consider it for your own dealership. So without further ado, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Justin. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. First, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with us here today. I know you're a busy guy, and I hope all is well in the new year.
Thank you. You as well.
So I wanted to, you know, our main topic for today in this first podcast, and by the way, yes, you are the very first guest on this show. So congrats to that. I hope you're excited.
Thanks.
So we are talking about reinsurance and, you know, referencing the idea that this is for, you know, dealers and others in the automotive industry and getting an understanding of what reinsurance is, what the different types there are, and what the benefits may be. But before I even get into that, I want to talk a little bit about you, just so that the listeners have an idea of kind of your background and where you come from. So where or when was it that you first started in the automotive industry?
I started in the business in 1983 as a salesman in a Toyota store. I worked there for a couple of years, and then I joined a larger organization in the mid-80s as a salesman and worked my way up through all the departments and was a general manager. Up until I joined Vanguard.
Wow. So you've worn a lot of different hats along the way, it sounds like.
Pretty much every job on the sales side.
That is awesome. So then when was it that you, or what year was it that you joined Vanguard Dealer Services?
April of 2001.
Wow. So you've been there for a while. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Coming up on 20 years.
Very cool. 20 years. That's a big one. Congrats on that. All right. So what is your current role there? And what do you kind of oversee at Vanguard?
So my current role now is National Account Development Manager, which basically means I help all the business units with various operations, whether it be sales or on the servicing side of our clients, plus managing the reinsurance accounts within those agencies.
Gotcha. And I should ask as well. So what is Vanguard as a whole? What do they kind of offer?
So Vanguard is an F&I development agency. We've been in business since 1999, and we basically help dealers grow their revenue through F&I, through service, through sales, depending on individual needs of that dealer. We are a full service agency, and we deal with all the major administrators in the U.S. today.
Excellent. So then let's dive into just some of the questions that I have here. First one being reinsurance. What exactly is reinsurance?
Well, reinsurance in itself is in a lot of spaces, not only the auto business, but for the purpose of this conversation, reinsurance for a dealership is allowing a dealer to participate in the underwriting profits from the sale of F&I products through their finance department. That's its most basic purpose.
Okay. And you mentioned underwriting profits. Can you explain that a little bit?
So underwriting profits is basically when you sell an insurance policy, i.e. An F&I product in the F&I office, such as a service contract, there is a dollar, a premium amount to it, which becomes underwriting profits as it earns out. So example would be a three-year contract. After 3 years and the claims are paid and earns out, whatever's left in that contract becomes underwriting profits, also known as surplus.
I see. Okay. Okay. So, and from my understanding, there are several different types of reinsurance. Is that right?
That is correct.
So could you walk us through just a couple of them? Maybe start with the more popular or more well-known reinsurance option.
The most popular today is known as a CFC, which in itself is a controlled foreign corporation. Basically what it is you're setting up a controlled foreign corporation, which is based offshore, the money stay in the US. So in reality, you're developing a small insurance company, the money stay here in the US. It just allows more flexibility for the dealer as far as what they want to do with the money, how they want to invest it. And many dealers will choose this option because they will use the underwriting profits and premiums for capital improvements, expansion, or personal goals down the road.
Okay. It seems like it gives you a lot of options there then. What's another option of reinsurance?
So the second option is not necessarily reinsurance, but a dealer held program, which basically the dealer will pay an admin fee to an administrator to administer claims, produce contracts that are approved by the bank, provide a CLIP policy, which is an insurance policy. Typically, these structures, the dealers will hold the money in-house, and they control all that asset from the dealer level. It's become more popular because dealers want control of the asset. I mean, that's where this business has gone over the last 20 years I've done it. Right. In the past, dealers had very little control over their money. In today's world, they're looking for full control over that asset.
Right.
So dealer held programs are becoming more popular. It comes down to between the two structures is what the dealer's tolerance for risk is.
Okay.
It's kind of the risk versus reward. You know, obviously in a CFC, there's risk, a little less. In a dealer held, there's probably a little bit more risk. And then the third option is a non-controlled foreign corporation, widely known as an NCFC, which basically is an entity that's set up offshore and the money's offshore. But the dealer has very little control over the asset, but the risk is very low. So that has been a popular option in the past, but more dealers are leaning towards either dealer held or CFCs in today's market. The other thing that would determine which way they would go would be the size of their organization.
Oh, sure.
Certainly in larger organizations on the CFC side, there's a cap of premium, which is adjusted every year, but currently sits at $2.2 million. So larger organizations may be forced into a dealer held program just for the sheer amount of business they do.
Mm-hmm.
And typically publicly held companies, i.e. dealer groups, can't participate in reinsurance.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. All right. Well, that's good to know. Well, it's good to see that there are those different types of options. Cause I, from my understanding, I know, and as you mentioned, that there are these different levels of risks. And I can see that, you know, certain dealers who are maybe not even as familiar with certain areas of reinsurance may not want to take all that risk right away. It sounds like there's a lot of benefits to reinsurance. I mean, could you elaborate a little bit more on why a dealer might want to look into something like reinsurance?
Well, if you look at it at the dealer level, each vehicle they sell, there's money being made off of or revenue being generated off each individual vehicle sold. This adds another opportunity for you to earn money off that car because you have the sale of the car, you have the sale of F&I products. If you participate in a reinsurance or a dealer-held program, you can participate in the profits. So you're adding another level of profit to that dealership. Mm. And don't forget, in the dealership today, you have four business units. You have sales, you have service, you have parts and F&I. These type of programs will add a fifth business to the dealership, but they also add an opportunity to make additional revenue on every single car that you sell, because in the reinsurance world, there are products basically for every type of customer, whether you buy a new car, a pre-owned car, or lease a car today. And there are also opportunities in the service department today with reinsurance and dealer held. And we have some dealers that have body shops have found ways to generate profit from reinsurance, even in the body shop space.
Oh,
so
wow.
when you look in terms of revenue generating, it's an additional profit on every vehicle you sold, every vehicle you sell, provided it's handled and the right products are properly installed,
right,
properly offered.
Right. Okay. Wow. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, overall, you're talking about, you know, another set of revenue for a dealership. It sounds like all positive stuff. So I have to ask, why is it that not every dealer is on this program? Why what would be the fear, I guess, in someone taking on something like reinsurance?
Well, it could be a bad experience in the past. Many years ago, dealers were in reinsurance programs that were managed improperly. So they wound up being upside down. Mm-hmm. There was dealers who used the funds from a frivolous standpoint. And let's face it, in the past, 20, 30 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, cars weren't built like they are today. So most cars today are built and they're more predictable from a reliability standpoint. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much across the board. Whether you go from a Hyundai to a Highline car, their predictability, their reliability is pretty predictable. Mm-hmm. And also the service, factory warranties are longer today. So the factory is extending the warranties out to the customers, which in turn lowers your risk, which is basically why so many dealers participate in reinsurance. Cars are built better. The warranties are longer. Mm-hmm. Not to say there isn't risk involved, because cars do break down. The service departments are full, sure. But it's much more manageable and it's certainly more predictable over that span of time.
Okay. That makes sense. And you talked a little bit about, people having bad experience with this. Is it that can a dealer go into this without getting involved with talking to, let's say, like an agency like yourself, like Vanguard, should they be considering working with some sort of partner in order to do, to get the right information and really execute on this process properly?
Well, typically you'd want to partner with somebody who understands the reinsurance business, has history with other stores in the markets they're in. So I would always recommend that you partner with somebody, again, that understands the business, knows how to manage it, because when it comes down to the end of the day, you are managing another business. Right. And if it's managed properly, it can be very lucrative for the dealers who participate. So yeah, I would recommend that you partner with somebody that understands that business, is willing to manage it for you, and look down the road. In other words, it's a long-term proposition in the reinsurance deal. So it's not a quick profit. It's a long-term investment. And when managed properly, can be very profitable for the dealer, the family. Many dealers have expanded their operations through just the sale of F&I products. I would recommend that they partner with somebody who understands that business.
I see. So it does sound like overall reinsurance certainly is more of a marathon and not a sprint. Am I right in saying that?
That is correct. Because market's going to change, the business is going to go up and down. And the good part about being in a reinsurance deal, particularly if you're in one that's flexible, you can adjust that program to the market changes. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing more leasing, the manufacturers are pushing leasing, you can gear your products towards that. If it switches back more towards retail, you can shift on the fly, which allows you to manage that business better. In the past, many reinsurance companies had very little products they can offer. So you were kind of stuck in one small box. And if the market changed, it was very difficult to change with it. You were trying to fit, the old round peg in a square hole, when it doesn't always work.
Right, right. Now that makes sense. And overall, I certainly could see that, maybe dealers, when they first hear something like reinsurance, that they have this high expectation of just making money, the overnight kind of mentality. But it certainly sounds like you need to have some time and patience and like you said, really have it set up properly so that in the long run, it does make you revenue.
So when it comes down to go back to your original question, so you have the right partner managing it, the right mix of products, and you also have to have a program within the dealership to build that program. In other words, help the dealer sell those products and develop them as you go along. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to install products in any particular store. It's another thing to get them to feed the program, make sure they're feeding with the proper products. And if you're not, being able to manage that to a point where you're constantly looking at where this business is headed, again, because it's a separate business.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And you were talking before about how the in general, there's a lot of flexibility to this. is there flexibility in terms of if they were to want to switch from different options? Can a dealership switch? If they have a dealer held program, you know, are they locked into that for a certain period of time, or can they change options and go with something like a controlled non-foreign corporation?
It would depend what their original agreements were. But in most cases, at least for our example, we don't have writing agreements. So we want you to do business because you want to do business with us and we're doing the right thing. Dealers have entered into writing agreements, but in general, you can switch if it makes sense. You know, every dealer has their own goal why they do this. Some dealers just get into it because others have done it, and others have a clear goal of what they want to do with it. The program as it matures. So, you know, we help them find exactly where they want to go with it. And that would help determine which program we think is best for them. Ultimately, it's their decision, but we would try to guide them based on our history with other clients and how they've managed it and grown it and taken those successes and kind of copying it to another program. But yeah, generally they can move from one to the other.
And does it matter necessarily where you are within the United States when it comes to looking into some of these programs? Anybody that might be listening right now, they could be on the West Coast or East Coast, or, I mean, does that have any effect to anything in terms of their location?
No. With the exception of individual state laws, which is really regard to contracts, no, you can do this in all 50 states.
Okay. Excellent. Good to know. So Steve, final question for you here about reinsurance. I know that Vanguard Dealer Services provides its own offerings for reinsurance. What would be some of the benefits, or why would you recommend someone to Vanguard specifically? What is it that stands out with you guys?
Well, Vanguard's a full service agency, and our clients look for us to create, maintain, and grow revenue within all departments. And we talk about finance departments, but as an agency, we look at the dealership as a whole. And we are always looking for opportunities to generate revenue for our dealers, whether that be through finance, through service, or other business units within the dealership. That is our main goal. And we do it through the use of F&I products and finance products. But there's a lot of other opportunities within the dealership that we look to uncover. So in reality, Vanguard is an agency that is product driven, but our main goal is to generate revenue for the dealership. Going back to that single car sale, you need to think in terms of how many people live off the sale of a car. Well, there's a lot of profit from the sale of one car,
right,
if you manage it properly.
Sure. That's a great point.
We're always looking for ways to improve what we do, what our dealers do. You know, one of the benefits of being a general agent that works across the country, we have exposure to a lot of good dealerships. There's a lot of talented people out there that we can share ideas to help them grow. What necessarily works in the East Coast may not on the West, but in some cases it does. It just depends on that particular dealer. But we're allowed the flexibility to understand dealers in different markets.
Got it. Okay. Steve, that's really the questions that I had for you today. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we close out here?
No, I thank you for your time. Just think in terms of, if somebody asked you today, how would you grow your business in the new year? Reinsurance or dealer held is one way to do it. Now, most dealers may already have that program, but is there opportunity within it that's not uncovered?
Excellent. Great question. And good point. Good starting point for anybody who might be starting to look into reinsurance. I love it. So Steve, as we wrap up here, is there, where can people reach you? Are you on social media at all professionally? And, I'll have your email and stuff down below with the links, but are you on any social media platforms?
LinkedIn. I'm a frequent user of LinkedIn. Would be the primary area that I use for social media.
Excellent. So there you go. Steve, thank you again so much. I really appreciate your time and just stepping in to talk a little bit about reinsurance. I definitely, I'm sure we're going to be revisiting some things at some point with you and have you back here on the show. I really do appreciate you and the knowledge that you've been able to bring to us today. So thank you again for your time. And until next time, we will talk to you guys soon.
You're welcome, Justin. Good talking to you. Have a great day.
Likewise. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
So there you have it, folks. Again, a huge thank you to Steve Memolo from Vanguard Dealer Services. So great to have him on here to have the information that he was giving. And make sure you guys find him over on LinkedIn. Check out Vanguard Dealer Services as well. Their website is going to be listed in the description, as well as their social media platform, so you can find all that there. As for us here at Spectrum Automotive, you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter, and even YouTube. So be sure to, as you're following along, if you're watching this via YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to the to this podcast on the podcast app, please take a moment to leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. It would help out the channel a lot. And if you're looking to connect with me, I'm also over on LinkedIn. Again, if you just searched Justin LaRocque, you will find me over on LinkedIn as well. So with that being said, here's to kicking off the very first episode. Thank you all for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode.